Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the council. Jeff Kalin, I've got my Mid-Atlantic Council hat on at the moment. I was contacted a couple of evenings ago by Jim Lovgren from Pleasant Point, New Jersey Co-op on two groundfish issues that weren't on the agenda. And the chairman has graciously allowed me to bring those to your attention now with the hope that they may be taken up by the groundfish committee. The first is his concern relative to the blackback trip limit for the common pool. He feels 5,000 is too high, and it should be lowered to 1,500 a day. The second one is to re-implement the Southern New England Mid-Atlantic Special Access Program because it allowed a 200-pound-a-day blackback incidental catch without using a day at sea. And I frankly don't know if they're still using days at sea or not, which would help to reduce the discards of blackbacks in the fluke fishery. So those were two issues that he's raised. I talked to the staff briefly, and if the groundfish committee could consider those and let us know, you know, what the disposition of those ideas might be, I'd appreciate it as a council member from New Jersey. Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Tom.
What was the first one, Jeff?
First one is a concern that the 5,000-pound day trip limit is too high and that it should be 1,500 rather than 5,000.
So I don't think any of the NIMS groundfish staff are here, but I think that is well within the authority of the regional administrator to modify common pool management measures on their own and does not require a council action. In fact, I suspect that that trip limit was actually implemented by the region.
Okay.
But
well, we can follow up on this when we get together as a council in a couple weeks, maybe, and perhaps have Jim. We can contact somebody at the what is it, GARFO, whatever you guys are now, sometime soon. Okay. All right. Thanks, Tom.
So, Jeff, you'll follow up with Jamie and Frank.
Yes, I will. Thank you.
Okay. Dave Gaethel.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll be brief. I received a letter yesterday from John Bullard that it doesn't appear the council was CC'd on, at least not on my copy, in which I had requested action back in July under the Economic Stabilization Act of 1970 to install price controls on leased groundfish. And it turns out that apparently this act no longer is in effect. That's the gist of this letter. To skip through the rest of it, I'm sure they can provide you with a copy of it or I can have it scanned in and sent to you when I get home. It says, I encourage you to work with the industry and the New England Fisheries Management Council to explore possible ways to address the high cost of leasing in the groundfish fishery. So here I am asking the council to do something. You know, the price of four stocks of fish in the Gulf of Maine cod, Gulf of Maine haddock, Cape Cod, Gulf of Maine yellowtail, and gray sole exceeds the landed value of the fish before you ever get to the dock. It's an untenable situation. You simply cannot fish. I was on lease fish 3 days after the season opened. I was out of my own quota on three permits. That may speak to a larger issue about whether or not our management actions are divorced from reality at this point. But the fact is that lease fish is a problem. You heard Tammy yesterday give her report. This market is not responding in what is called a rational economic way, which doesn't surprise me at all. I think I told everybody it never would. So there are several ways this could be done. I suggested price controls. That's one thing the Groundfish Committee could explore. Another is a requirement for people that are going to lease fish to lease them by a certain time in the year, say by June 1st, so that the fish, have to move early. Because there's an issue of timing as well. And, that would drive the price down. Something has to be done, or you will have nobody fishing. Last year for myself, is the worst year I've ever had in terms of what myself and my crewmen made. The money all went to lease fish. My crewmen worked for less than minimum wage, and I didn't work for much more than that for the year. So again, I would encourage you to instruct the Ground Fish Committee to, look into this and start dealing with it before the start of the next fishing year. Or, really, I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, there's the, disaster money, is a one-year Band-Aid. This is a problem that's going to exist until these quotas are changed. That could be a minimum of 3 years, and it could be who knows how long. So that's my request anyway, is for somebody to do something.
Madeline, your name was on the list. Okay. There's a name, I can't quite read it. It's either Rick or Nick Braun. No.
I think so.
Your writing's worse. Your writing's worse than mine.
I will be brief, but this is the second time I've used this new agenda item to ask for the council to get back involved in highly migratory species, domestic management in particular. Tom mentioned the presentation that you got last summer from Margot or Brad. That was not just happenstance. That's because you have a statutory role to play. The other councils are engaged in it, and it puts us New Englanders at a bit of a disadvantage when they have an entire council behind them, and we have maybe Dave showing up or one other person showing up. So we'd really ask you, again, to help us on HMS.
Well, Rich, you'll be happy to know that Mike Siswine has agreed to be our new HMSAP member. Vito. Congratulations, Mike.
Before that issue is finalized, the recusal I just mentioned a moment ago needs to be discussed before we...
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Vito Gigoloni, Northeast Seafood Coalition. You're in luck today. All the speakers are going to be short. Just want to point out we continue to have a sort of a fishery emergency going on with the blackback. The southern New England window pane and northern window pane are triggering AMs. We've basically been noticed that we've triggered those AMs. The two window pane stocks are not overfished. They're very small amounts of unallocated fish that are triggering this, and we have the potential of 4 million pounds of Georgia's Bank winter flounder not being caught next year in a fishery that's gone from $90 million to $50 million. So second day of council meeting here that I've attended, and I've heard a lot of discussion about caps and all kinds of things that resources we're putting into a lot of different things and omnibus amendments, and this one's staring us right in the face. Unallocated, couple hundred ton window pane could collapse what's left of a New Bedford fleet and a Southern New England fleet. So if there's anything we can do to start thinking about focusing some resources on taking care of what should be fairly, I think there's more than enough brain power around here to fix that problem, but we've spent literally zero time since we've been triggered on it. And it's nobody's fault but our own. We need to figure out how to avoid these winter flounder AMs from going in as they're set up and come up with a superior way to do that. So, thank you.
Last name I have on the list is Jerry O'Neill. He just left? Okay. Is anybody else from the public wish to speak to the council? Glenn. Not on this afternoon's agenda? Okay.
Yeah, Glenn Robbins. I'm not sure where to bring this up, but for the last 20 years that I can see, when we have spawning closures, talking about herring, we We've been missing the mark down in Ipswich Bay, south of Boone Island. Those fish don't seem to come in and spawn until later, but the boats are already in there fishing on them. And last year, I think it was 5,000 or 6,000 metric ton of spawn herring went to market. If we'd waited another couple of weeks, those would have been able to lay their eggs. I don't know where we could do that, but something's got to happen there. It's just waste. Thank you.
I'll give you a quick answer. It's not the council process, but it's the commission's process, and that discussion is actually on next Tuesday morning's agenda.
Good. Thank you.
Anybody else? Okay. I'm going to jump right into herring. Doug and Lori.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr.